could be crucial to your success. I think it will be useful to look generally at the roles most companies need to have filled. In reality, I suspect that you, the founder, will undertake more than one of these roles. The leader. Every new business needs someone out front who leads with passion, vision, and commitment. Ideally, they should also be a great manager, but in the early days, what's really needed is someone who can keep pushing forward, someone who is so focused on the goal that they carry everyone else with them. This role requires the ability to be self-disciplined, to make decisions, and to make sacrifices. For many months, possibly even years, the business will be the most important part of their life. The administrator. New businesses tend to move so quickly that paperwork and bookkeeping can often get sidelined, while important meetings and targets draw the team's focus elsewhere. The role of administrator is crucial, as a business that does not keep simple accounts can't possibly know how well or how badly it's doing. The technician. The technician is the person who is closest to the product or service you produce. They are the person who refines it, tests it, and irons out problems and glitches. The salesman. This is the person in your team who is closest to your customer. This person's job involves understanding what your customer needs and how they will use and benefit from whatever it is you offer. The workers. These members of the team need the time, the tools, and the support to do the work that provides everyone else with an income. The mentor. This can be one of the most important positions in a new company. Starting a new venture is demanding and daunting, and even the most able operators need someone they can talk to. Mentors can be wives or husbands or friends down the pub, but it's such an important role that you should give some thought to appointing someone to the position. Ideally, your mentor will have skills, knowledge, and contacts that can make your job easier. If it's someone who has been involved in a startup venture before, then so much the better, as they'll understand what you're putting yourself through. Formalizing this relationship, perhaps by giving them a couple of percent of equity in your company, means you won't feel that you're taking up their time and benefiting from their expertise unfairly. A good mentor will challenge your assumptions, play devil's advocate, and give you a hard time. What you want is a different perspective that can help you solve problems and keep moving your business forward. The plan. If you've never been in business before, there's a pretty good chance you've never seen a business plan and might not be sure what they're for. You're not alone. I hadn't heard of one until a bank manager asked me for one. A business plan is a document that sets out the reasons why the business was started and the reasons why it will be a success. Generally, the plan serves two purposes: to help you plan the growth of the new company and to persuade investors to part with their cash. It conveys the company's exciting prospects to potential backers while simultaneously motivating and focusing the people running the company. If you put business plan template into Google, you will get tens of thousands of results. You will also find several people offering to write your business plan for you and charge you an arm and a leg for it. There are two exceptionally important reasons why you should never outsource the writing of your business plan. A. You'd be showing poor financial judgment by paying for something you can easily do yourself, and more importantly, B, you'll understand your business much better if you write it on your own. I asked my bank manager to help me write a business plan for my first nursing home, as he knew what his head office would need to see in order to approve the loan that I wanted. Together, we took my basic calculations of so much per resident per week minus costs, and came up with something that convinced his bosses I was worth the risk. For me, it was an interesting exercise in understanding how banks viewed new ventures, and it helped me anticipate some issues with cash flow that I might otherwise have stumbled over when we were up and running. However, I don't remember ever looking at that business plan again. Most people do, though, and it can be useful as a map against which you can measure your progress. Structuring your business plan needn't be difficult. Use clear headings, start each section on a new page, and remember, it's the substance, not the style, that matters. Once you're finished, give it to a friend. If they are confused about anything, keep refining it until your message is crystal clear. The pitch. This is sometimes called the executive summary, and is essentially a few paragraphs that sums up what your business offers and why this is exciting. If you're seeking investment, this is what you initially send to backers, and if they're sufficiently impressed, then they ask to see the rest of the document. Your executive summary is therefore the most important part of any business plan. I like business plans to start with an elevator pitch. Basically, what you would say to me if you bumped into me in the lift and had 10 seconds to convince me not to get out at the next floor. It really focuses your mind on what you're doing and why you're doing it. If I were to give you an elevator pitch for Bannatyne Fitness, it would probably go like this. Bannatyne Fitness operates the best health clubs in the best locations for 18 to 80-year-olds. If I was to do it for Quality Care Homes, the nursing home business I started in the 1980s, it would have read, Quality Care Homes offers private bedrooms with ensuite bathrooms and first-rate care for the elderly at the same price as other operators provide shared bedrooms without toilet facilities. In the next sentence, after the elevator pitch, I want to know how the business makes money, why you want to do it, and why you're the right person to make a success of it. There are then 7 other points you need to get across in your pitch. 1. A brief overview of the opportunity that the company has been set up to exploit. 2. The company's origins and its strategy for exploiting the opportunity. 3. An outline of the size and characteristics of your market, i.e. your customers. 4. Profiles of the founder and management team, explaining what particular talents and skills they offer the business. 5. A picture of how the business will grow. 6. The amount of money needed to launch the venture. 7. The expected profits for the foreseeable future. You will return to all these points and expand on them throughout the rest of the document. You'll need to give a reasonable prediction of the size of your market. And please note my use of the word reasonable. We've had so many people come on Dragon